communication of information by, in, to, or through this show, and your receipt or use of it, one, is not provided in the course of and does not create or constitute an attorney-client relationship. Two, is not intended as a solicitation. Three, is not intended to convey or constitute legal advice. And four, is not a substitute for obtaining legal advice from a qualified attorney. You should not act upon any such information without first seeking qualified professional counsel on your specific matter. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon show communication.
WKCS Falcon Radio now presents In Session, a presentation of the Public Affairs Department of WKCS. This program provides educational information about different areas of law and features Knoxville lawyer and Fulton graduate Jed McKean. If you have any questions about today's show, they can be emailed to wkcs@knoxschools.org or insessionradio@gmail.com. Now, let's go in session.
Welcome to In Session, where we will be talking about wills. I'm Lucas Hill, and here with me is Tito Menifee and attorney Jed McKean.
Okay, then, so what is a will?
Okay, so first thing we want to do is when we talk about wills, we want to talk about how would a will come into play. When someone dies, who will get their stuff? So if I pass away, who's going to get my things? Well, a will is the document that will dictate who gets what stuff. Who will get my house? Who will get my car? Who will get my baseball card collection? Whatever the case may be. And a will is the document that decides and dictates who gets what after someone dies.
So where do you go to get that?
So when you are trying to obtain a will, you probably the easiest answer is to go talk to an attorney. Now, there are some online resources you can find that will help you draft a will, but the easiest way is to go and talk to an attorney. And what an attorney will do is they will ask you about what assets you have, what do you own, and who would you like to get these items. The attorney will also need to decide when they're talking to you whether or not you are of sound mind. Sometimes people don't do wills until they are about to die. And if they do that, then the attorney needs to make sure that they are of sound mind to be able to give away their things. Lots of times you will see some like live-in nurse who's not related to somebody, and all of a sudden someone who's about to die is giving them everything instead of their relatives. Well, that seems a little weird most times, and so the attorney will need to determine whether that person making the will is of sound mind.
Who usually gets things in a will?
Okay, so if someone comes and sees me, say Tito comes and sees me and says, I want a will, and I have a wife and I have two kids. Well, almost always what I would call a basic or simple will is where Tito would leave everything to his wife if he dies, and if she is already dead when he dies, then he leaves everything to be split equally between his kids. That is the most common way to dispose of things. However, sometimes that is not always the case.
What if I want to do something different than that?
Okay, so that's what we're talking about. We're talking about, and that's an excellent question. What if you want to do something other than the standard basic practices for a will? What if you want to give your dog, which is, as much as this hurts people's feelings, under Tennessee law, a dog or a cat are considered property, so you can give them to people. What if you want to, your kids don't like dogs, they're allergic to dogs, you want to give your dog to your friend? Then you make a specific provision in your will to give that dog to somebody else. And I've seen that happen. I've seen where people have sentimental things like family heirlooms, like an old clock or guns that they want to give to like a cousin or their brother or sister or something like that, that they won't want to give to their spouse or their children.
So who makes sure that everything gets to who it's supposed to be?
Okay. So I will tell you guys, I don't know if you have experienced this in your life, but when people pass away, everyone believes they are entitled to something, that they deserve all those possessions, even though they've done absolutely nothing to earn them or get them, okay? I have seen relatives, brothers and sisters, absolutely dog cuss and hate each other. I mean, they are so full of hate, it's unbelievable. And they're fighting over this minuscule amount of money that they believe they are entitled to. So when someone drafts up a will, they want to put someone in charge of giving out these items who is responsible and who is rational and who is not prone to being angry, okay? If you do somebody who's not responsible and is going to just look out for themselves, then things are going to go badly. You usually want, and keep in mind, if you draft a will, you are going to be dead. So you really don't care what happens when this will gets, everything gets dispersed. But, you know, if you want to make it easy for people, you want somebody who's good with finances and good with paperwork.
So I've heard that you will have to open up an estate. Is that right?
Okay. So if you have a will and say, Lucas, you have a will and you die. And your son says, okay, I need to go take this will to the courthouse or something. And you would have to do what is called opening up your estate. The estate of Lucas Hill is what the case would be called down at the courthouse. Sometimes you have to do that. And what it is you will have to do that, open an estate if you have to get property into the estate to disperse it. Or say you weren't married and you had a son. If the bank account and you have $1 million in a bank account, your son cannot access that money unless he's on the account or unless there's an estate opened up. Okay. And I'm jumping ahead a little bit here on what we were talking about, but the bank will not let him access your money, even though you're dead. He may show up with a death certificate and say, Lucas Hill's dead. They won't let him access that money unless an estate has been opened through the court that allows him to access that money. So there may be $1 million sitting there that your son can't get a hold of, and he may be your only heir, is what it's called.
So what if I'm on an account with someone who dies? Does the account go through probate?
Okay, so this is a different situation than what we just talked about. This is if, Tito, you're on an account with someone, okay? What we were just talking about is if Lucas was on an account by himself. Now, say Tito, you're on an account with your sister, okay? If your sister and you die, your sister automatically, all that money in your account, you have $500,000 in that account, all that money automatically goes to her, even though she may not be your heir or your child, okay? She gets that money because she's on the account. It is considered to be hers because she has complete access to that money, okay? That account wouldn't go into an estate or through the probate process. It would just automatically go straight to her. So people, you know, and some of our listeners here may be elderly, you got to be careful who is on these accounts with you, because if you were to pass and you say, well, that money's going to go to my kids, but I have a neighbor on the account because they help me, that money does not necessarily go to your kids. That's your neighbor's money if they want it, and they may take it.
So what if someone has kids under the age of 18 when they die? What happens to the kids?
Okay. So say Tito, that you have kids and they're 10 and 7, okay? Well, and you have no spouse. You're not married anymore, or whatever the case may be, and there's no mom around. Then that means that someone is going to have to take care of those kids who are 10 and 7 until the time they turn 18, which is when you become an adult under the law. So you can make a provision in your will that says who you want to take care of your kids. Well, Tito, what if your mom said, well, I raised Tito. I did a great job. I'm going to raise his kids too. Well, what if you said, that's great. I love my mom, but she's got Alzheimer's, or she's not doing so well, or her knees are really bad. She can't even get up and down stairs. But I have a brother who has kids around my kid's age, and I want him to raise my kids because he's going to do a better job. You can make a provision in your will for who is going to take care of your kids after you die. And that's probably, guys, the most important thing that people ask me about. People will come to see me right after they have their first kid to make a will, because more likely than not, nothing will ever happen to them. They will live long and healthy lives, and these couples won't die at the same time. But if they both die, they want to have decided ahead of time who is going to take care of their kids if they do both die. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
If I die and then my kids turn 18, do they get any money I have for them right then?
Okay, so what you're asking is if they die, if you die, say Lucas, you're married and you and your wife die and you've got kids who are 15 and 13, and say you have some life insurance money or something like that, or they sell your house, somebody's taking care of your kids. Well, that money, if you give all your money to your kids in your will after your spouse, will go to them. But the law doesn't allow you to give money to minors. How old are you? 16?
I turned 18.
Okay, you're 18. Tito, how old are you?
17.
Okay, so what Tito is not allowed to get the money if his parents were to die. He's not allowed to get that money until he turns 18 years old. So that money is what is held in trust, what is called in trust, which is only a bank account, until he turns 18. But once Tito turns 18, then whoever's taking care of him can distribute that money to him. Or what if Tito's parents said, you know, I love Tito, but he's not very responsible, and I don't want him to have that money until he's 21 or 25 or 30. They can say that, and that money, if there is any, would stay in a bank account until Tito turns 21 or 25 or 30. The default age is, what most people go with, is 18. But if they say, hey, they're still kind of a kid, they're not very responsible with money, I don't want them to have that money until they're a little older, 21 or 25, and they can do that, okay? That's just one consideration to think about.
So what happens if I don't have a will?
All right, so most people, believe it or not, do not have a will. I don't actually have a will right now, which is crazy to say, but my wife and I couldn't agree on who we wanted our kid to go to. So I had a will before, but now I need to update it, and I don't have one that is effective as of right now. And, you know, that's me telling myself I need to go and get that done. But if you don't have a will, and 90% of the people in America don't have wills, so Tennessee law dictates who gets things, okay? So say Tito dies and he has a wife. His wife does not get everything, believe it or not. That's not what the law says. She will get everything. If she's on the bank account, she'll get that. She will get everything automatically that her name's on, the house, the cars, the bank accounts, if her name is on them. But if her name isn't on them, she gets either a third or a child share. So if Tito has one kid and he dies, his wife would get half and his child would get half. But if Tito dies and he has four kids, his wife would get a third and his kids would get the rest, the three quarters divided between all the other four kids. Okay, that's kind of complicated for the radio here, but people think that their spouse may get everything, but they actually don't get everything under a will.
What about if I'm not married and I have no kids?
Okay, so that would be you guys. Lucas, you're 18, you're not married, you don't have any kids, you don't have a will. Who would get all of your worldly possessions if you die? Okay, what's your guess?
If I die before my parents, I'm guessing parents, but other than that, I have no idea.
Okay, that's an excellent guess, and you are correct, young sir. If you die, your parents are entitled to everything that you own, okay? That is their possession. Now, you probably don't have much, but they are the ones who would get it. Now, to further down the road, you may think, hey, I've got a brother who I'm close to. I may want to give my car to him, or I have a guitar or something that I would want to give to a sister or a cousin. That would be something you would need to account for at this point. And what I tell people is, if you trust your relatives and they all get along, it doesn't matter what you put in the will. because if everyone gets along, they will figure it out. It's when what you're doing is helping your family avoid fighting with each other. Because say you have $5,000. Well, that's a lot of money to some people. And they will fight tooth and nail because I need that money. I was his brother. I'm entitled to it. While some people say, hey, look, my relationship with you is more important than me fighting over $5,000. But, you know, that's why attorneys get paid mega bucks to go and fight these things, because people get so worked up because they believe they're entitled to something. That's just a little soapbox there.
So what if you have no relatives at all and no will?
Okay. That is an extremely rare situation. But say you are essentially a nomad. You have no relatives. You have no will. Everything you own would actually become the property of the state of Tennessee. Which sounds terrible because we already pay them taxes, and I'm always grumping about how much taxes I have to pay, but you would actually, everything you would own would go to the state of Tennessee. So, you know, what's the point here? What do I want you guys to take away from this and our listeners to take away from this? A will is an important thing. It is unlikely that you will die and have kids who are under the age of 18. Both you and your spouse will die under the age of 18, and someone will have to take care of them. It's unlikely that you're going to die before you get 60 years old. But in the case you do, it's good to have this in place so you are making the lives of your relatives easier. You're not watching out for yourself. You're watching out for your kids, for your parents, your brothers and sisters, so they know what to do and that they can find the documentation to figure out what to do so they're not arguing with each other when you do pass.
Have you ever had a case where a child or someone's kid said their parents die and they didn't leave a will, but they really want something that they had? Have you ever had a case that they want to argue that they need that something?
Well, not a specific item, but money, absolutely. Okay. I have seen people die, and what it's called is a will contest case, typically, okay, or a probate matter. Now, a will contest case will be, there's one will, and then there's a newer will, and they're saying this new will isn't good, we should stick with the old one, and they have different things in them. People will fight over those all the time.
So,
go ahead.
Have you ever seen the movie like Gran Torino when he instead of leaving his car and his possessions to his family, he left it to one of his neighbors who like helped him out a lot?
The kid, the teenage kid?
Yeah,
yeah, okay. I've seen that movie. Very good movie. It's intense. And I have seen that, and that happens. You know what some people do is they will leave part of their estate to like a church that they're involved in or something like that. They'll leave some money to a church or some charitable, you know, I've seen people leave money to Fulton High School before. They just want to contribute some amount of money to, you know, things that they care about. And it's not always relatives, but, you know, they may have things that are near and dear to them. You may say, hey, I want money used out of my estate to go buy a tree and plant it somewhere. You can put in, this is your document, you can put in it whatever you want to. People put in it what they want to be buried in. You know, the Cubs just won the World Series, amazingly. People have put in their wills that they want to be buried in their Cubs t-shirts and things like that. I mean, you can put anything in these wills that you want, and, you know, it's your document, so you can do what you want. Kind of crazy.
And you do have to be 18 to have a will, right?
Yes. Okay, so you are not considered to be able to have the capacity to make a will unless you turn 18. But that's an excellent question.
This has been In Session with Lucas Hill, Tito Menefee, and attorney Jed McKeon on WKCS Radio. Be sure to tune in next Thursday.
This has been In Session, a presentation of the Public Affairs Department of WKCS Radio. If you have any questions about today's show, they can be emailed to wkcs@notschools.org. or insessionradio@gmail.com. Tune in again next time on WKCS for more In Session.